And I said, crossfaded. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah?
That's it right there.
You have a lot of white friends.
Man, listen, yo. Just think of how much sense it makes, though. We getting crossfaded right now, yo.
Because we drinking and smoking.
Yeah, that's yo. That's crossfaded. Well, there's a bunch of ways that you can get...
Well, you know, my people, we say lit, all right? I don't know about a crossfade. You feel me? You say crossfade, niggas might want to fight. Yo, you want to crossfade with me? Niggas like, you want to what, nigga? You want the fade? Nigga, you heard this nigga? He just said he want to crossfade. I don't know what the... That, you feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Sure. No.
You yes, know that, sir. Sir. No.
Hey, yo,
no,
I ain't
no,
hear that
no,
shit in
no.
a minute. That's my shit. Yes, sir. No.
Yeah, so obviously, if you guys are tuning in, who listened to us all through season one, shout out to you guys. You know that the music usually has something to do with the episode, whether that be the actual weed strain or whether it be something we're talking about. In this case, it is the strain. So today... we got some pineapple Fanta,
yeah, sure.
And we got the Big Dirty. So, you know, we crossfaded, you know what I'm saying, off the dirty.
Yeah, sure. You put the dirty in the pineapple, and yeah.
So,
you know what you get.
Now, first things first, this is just an extended, like a bonus episode, let's call it, for season one.
Mm-hmm.
This is not season two just yet.
No, sir.
However, after listening to season one, each episode, each week with you guys, this season, there's a lot that we learned and kind of picked up and figured out things that we can make different or make better, let's just say, for season two. Nothing really different, really just added to it. So I just decided that we was going to do another episode that kind of like fits the format of what you can look forward to with season two, with some of the newer segments, and you know what I'm saying, and just like a better workflow, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, of course, any excuse for me to record smoking some exotic, you know what I'm saying. Okay. I'm gonna take it, you know what I'm saying.
That's how you know he old. He said exotic.
Now hold up. This nigga been called the exotic lately and shit. I don't even
I didn't say it. I never say exotic. I say pack. I've been saying pack for a while. Pacquiao.
Because
right. That shit knock you the fuck out, nigga. Damn. This nigga said exotic. I ain't had exotic since like 2010.
All right, so
that's when niggas try to sell you $50 a eighth. Yo, I got this exotic.
So we are going to go back to L.A. for season two.
Yes, sir.
Unless, of course, the COVID is on, like, DEFCON level 5 and the governor.
We smoke weed. We good.
I mean.
We got the cure.
I mean, we got to look at, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because there's a couple factors that are going to take place. Not even just us. It's that, you know, is there going to be any rentals? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if everything's going to be shut down.
Right.
But I plan on going to California.
Hopefully.
Backup plan
DC
would be to go to Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
But I really didn't want to go to Colorado until season 3.
Right.
But doing a little bit of research on Colorado, I seen that obviously, I guess because people aren't really treating it as touristy as places like California.
Yeah, don't nobody want to go there.
The Airbnb for like a two week is like way cheaper like out there than it was.
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we could save L.A. for 3 and go back out there in the summertime.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I'm thinking is that, you know, even though I never, before I went to L.A. for the first time, uh-huh. I didn't know where to stay,
right.
But I did, though.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because
right,
it was easy to figure that out,
right?
And be right in the middle of everything, boom, boom.
Right.
With Colorado, I don't know where the spot is
we don't,
that you want to be
at. See, that's the thing,
at.
Though. We don't need it to be a spot, technically.
But we got to be close to that's be able it. To get to the dispensaries.
That's it.
Right.
You feel me? Like, that's the only thing we need. Right. We were, you feel me? Fuck a, if we pop up on something there, then yeah. we just pop up on. Just like when we was in LA, you yeah. feel me? Like, we was, thank God we was literally in the middle of everything. Literally, me and Brian walked to fucking Sunset Drive looking at 3 a.m. looking for a Bitcoin ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm from New Jersey. I never seen a Bitcoin ATM. So I'm thinking we going on an impossible mission. Like,
right. Like for something that it's not real.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So motherfucking, we get to walking. You feel me? Fuck it. I'm in LA, 3 a.m. It feel good. We going for a walk. Fuck it. I ain't going to let my mans walk by himself.
Right, right.
We out here. So we go to the shit. We get to the gas station. And that shit closed. He arguing with the man, like, let me get in there, da da da. I'm like, man, I look across the street. The shit across the street is open. So I'm like, man, while we out here, I'm about to grab some blunts and something to drink. So right. I go in the shit across the street, grab my blunts. Right? He said, oh, it's right here. And I look, it's a fucking Bitcoin ATM.
Damn.
I was so fucking amazed. Like, out of all things in LA, I was amazed by the Bitcoin ATM. Like,
well, one thing that I was amazed about Colorado was that no matter where we go, if we just pick one of the central locations, I guess, we're going to run into dispensaries because Colorado has more dispensaries than they have Starbucks and McDonald's combined.
Well,
and I thought that that was like some bullshit, right? I thought that was some bullshit.
Until you Googled that shit.
Yeah, so it said the total number of dispensaries when you combine 169 recreational, 195 medical, and that was at the point of this article, so it's probably more now, that there was 80 Starbucks and 31 McDonald's. So there's 364 dispensaries and 111.
And all of Colorado?
And all of Colorado. I thought that that was fucking crazy.
Well, we got to go to Denver. If we go to Colorado, we got to go to Denver.
Oh, man. So,
we got one! We got one, ladies and gentlemen!
We have to go to Colorado. It makes sense. I got to go see him play.
See who play?
The Broncos.
Oh, man.
Football season about to come up.
Oh, man. Don't nobody want to go see them dead bum Broncos
what's
play.
Your team? What's your team?
Huh?
What's your team?
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
You go. First of all. No. It ain't no I'm going to go with the Ravens and push a motherfucking team.
I do not support the NFL.
No,
all
right.
I don't support the NFL. Right. Right.
You're going to get away with that. But if your team is a bum ass team, we don't play the Ravens.
Okay, so if you didn't hear it,
We got one.
So, rules. So we did this thing where we was like reading off these rules that we found in this like rule book that some pothead put on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It was just something to do. And then we started dissecting these rules and we started making up new rules. So I did find another set of 17 stoner essential rules, and that's what we're going to be going through in season 2. But we do have a recap on some, you know, regular, I guess, essential rules. The question is that Puff Puff Pass always comes up in these things, and I feel like it's so cliche because I can't remember a time that I ever actually Puff Puff Pass. And if I did it, I think I was doing it just to be funny.
Right.
Like it's,
no. See, all right. Me and my mans had this point of time in our lives where we was down, we was limited on our weed, and we had to make shit last.
Right.
So the Puff Puff Pass was prevalent. You get what I'm saying? Like, we had the Puff Puff Pass. You feel me? But on a regular, when I'm regular smoking, I usually hit it 3 times and pass it. Three times seems like a good amount of times to hit it. You're not steaming or chiefing, as they would say. And you feel me? You get a good amount of hits to make you high. You get what I'm saying? 3 times every time around, you good.
Right.
If it goes around 3 times, that's 9 times on the blunt. So, yeah. 3 times is usually the ideal amount of times. But Puff Puff Pass, I think that's more with the Woodstock era with the the papers, the little.
But see, Oh, why? Because see, this is what she you're gonna make a stereotype.
No, it ain't stereotyping.
Why the papers? Because what do they do?
They burn fast.
They don't though.
They don't have the. They were still rolling out fucking cigarette papers. Probably. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So yeah, it was probably burning fast, and nigga puff pass before that shit burned the fuck out.
Okay.
You feel me?
All right. That's right.
So yeah, that don't apply today.
Leave it to Trey to know some old shit.
I mean, okay. I mean, it really just popped in my head.
Oh man.
Because I got her. Because I got high. Go to the next.
I can't help but sing it.
Okay, so a stoner confession. This person said, I think my only great stoner story was from the first time I smoked weed. I still smoke, but it's never affected me the same way as when I was 16. It was the middle of the night. Some strange moonlight, though. I don't know why I felt like he had to put that in there.
Strange moonlight, though.
And me and my neighbor snuck out for a joint. We went to a lake nearby and started smoking. He's white. Anybody who grew up with a lake nearby?
Hey, how you know?
He just happened to have a lake.
You talking about me?
He just
stereotyping?
He just happened to have a lake nearby, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All right.
He could have grew up in, like, West Virginia or something.
Okay. We'll give him that. Went to a lake nearby.
Could be Randy Moss.
And started smoking. I felt great, but way too high after, like, 5 puffs. He insisted we have to finish the joint. But then I would take tiny puffs and cough his face off, so I smoked it down. A couple minutes later, I was running by the lake, jumping around in the grass, making Mario jump sounds. I told my friend that the grass looks like pixelated and I'm like in Mario. All right, so he was twisted,
right?
And your neighbor was weird because you were high and he was older than you, and he peer pressured you into finishing smoking until you started making Mario sounds.
And he let you do it.
Was there more to this story?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
This is a safe space.
Hey, listen, whatever happened after the Mario noise is between him and whoever was there.
He said the moral is tolerance is a bitch. Now, there's this other story. It's real short, but I like the word that they used in there. Uh-huh. So this person said, on a beach trip with some friends, they brought this girl, and she was carrying this bottle of tequila, and she said, I can only drink if I smoked with her. And we ended up getting cross-faded as fuck. And I had the most fun of my entire... Cross-faded as fuck. The most fun night of my entire life with her. And I said, cross-faded. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah?
That's it right there.
You have a lot of white friends.
Man, listen, yo. Just think of how much sense it makes, though. We getting cross-faded right now, yo.
Because we drinking and smoking.
Yeah,
that's
yo.
Cross-faded.
Well, there's a bunch of ways that you can get...
Well, you know, my people, we say lit, all right? I don't know about a cross-fade. You feel me? You say cross-fade, niggas might want to fight. Yo, you want to cross-fade with me? Niggas like, you want a what, nigga? You want the fade? Nigga, you heard this nigga? He just said he want a crossfade. I don't know what the fuck that, you feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, you can't say that. You can't say that. You know how words got different meanings for different people?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not one for us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to use that around.
I would try to make the crossfade shit stick, yo.
Please, that is not
fetch.
Try
to make it stick, yo.
It is not fetch. Crossfade. I dare you to say it.
If I study high, take the test high, get high scores.
Right.
All right. So, obviously, drinking beer when you're smoking weed is going to boost your high. You're going to be more fucked up. But there is a bunch of other natural ways. Well, beer is natural, I guess. But there's other ways that niggas ain't really thinking of that, based on terpenes and stuff that we taught you about in season one, that are found in other foods and other things, like mangoes, for instance. If you smoke a strain that's heavy in mercaptan and you eat mangoes, it will boost your high. You see what I'm saying? Because of the what's called the entourage effect, which is something that we're going to get into a whole lot more in season two. Also, if you drinking tea is a way to boost a marijuana high. And it doesn't have to be weed tea. it can be regular tea. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the terpenes that are found in nuts, and for the B vitamins and carbohydrates that are found in sweet potatoes. So eating sweet potato fries instead of regular fries when you get the munchies is the difference between stretching your high out and getting the itis, the itis, you know what I'm saying, making nigga want to pass out. You know what I mean?
I never knew that.
Yeah, me neither.
I need to start drinking tea.
I really had to pull that, you know, little lesson out just randomly just to add to this episode because I didn't want to crack into the grow guide for season two because we're really going to do the, you know, from the beginning to the end where if they listen to all the steps, they'll be able to source their seeds, come up with the kind of strain they want to grow, and go from seed to plant by the end of the season. You know what I mean? And then by the time they actually grow their whole plant, we'll be back with season three, which we'll start talking about the curing and the drying process and all that. So people will be able to learn the whole grow process along with us. You know what I mean?
All right. Now to get into the good shit.
Well, we're going to catch a vibe and then we're going to come back.
Good shit.
Yeah. We're going to roll up and catch this vibe. Listen to this Roses remix, this St. John featuring Future on High Alert.
Right. Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, it would be a lot cooler, but luckily Trey does. Not only got a joint, he got a chocolate.
If I could fucking find him.
Well, while Trey
found him.
Okay, while Trey finds the chocolates, I will tell you about one of our two strains. And this is gonna be the pineapple Fanta. You know what I'm saying? That dirty Fanta. This definitely lives up to its name. It compares to a sour, there was like some type of a sour pineapple or some type of pineapple OG or something that I've had before, right, that was similar to this, except for that one was like the flavor of pineapple-y had that citrusy flavor, but it was more cushy. It was more like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was more indica. Where this right here is definitely like a uplifting strain. THC levels is like in the low mid-20s. This one clocked in at around 23%. It's definitely good for stress and anxiety for the medical users out there. But the buds for this even look like miniature pineapples, you know what I'm saying? And it has like lots of like yellowish colors in there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a lot of crystals, a lot of hairs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how was it when you broke it up?
It was sticky, kind of sticky, but it broke up in little buds, like you said. You feel me? Like, I guess you could say a little pineapple-y buds. You feel me? It's good in color. Real, like you said, like a yellowish, light greenish tint. Real crystally. the smell is real. I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say about a 8.5.
Yeah, it's definitely loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's some good, man.
Oh, crazy. When you look at the parent strains now, I can tell that that's where it's definitely getting that loud smell from. One of the parents is Jet Fuel,
okay,
and the other one is Golden Pineapple. Now, when I'm looking at when I'm thinking about this Golden Pineapple, maybe that's what I smoked before,
right?
And maybe this Jet Fuel, which was also a hybrid, is what's really landing that lending those sativa qualities to it. Who knows? But yeah, so this is definitely a good strain that I came up off of, you know what I'm saying, from a cultivator. Actually, I'll call this person a curator. He's more of a curator. He didn't cultivate it. He knows the cultivator.
That's what we're going to call him, God damn it. Seems right to me. Can,
hey. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, we ain't saying nothing.
Uh-huh.
So for all you people that's out there to look for a different name to call yourself. Call yourself a cultivator or a curator.
You're a curator.
A curator.
You curate the vibes.
Right. That's it right there.
Yeah.
So when your girl be like, babe, what do you do?
I curate. What do you curate, though?
The vibes. Right. You want the vibes? I got it. All right.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
All right.
And the next one.
Okay, so while Trey's still rolling up,
hey, don't say that.
The next one is the Big Dirty, and the Big Dirty. So dirty. There is two different thoughts of what the parent strains are. They say that it's a triple hybrid, but that it's either a cross between Black Raven, Tangy. And Girl Scout Cookies, or Girl Scout Cookies, Tangy, and White Fire OG. Either way, you know what I'm saying, it gives off a nice citrus taste. Like, these two strains went well together. And mm-hmm. It's just like Purple Fanta, the Big Dirty. You know what I'm saying? You pour the dirty into the Fanta, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just made sense. And these two strains kind of work together, so.
And it's funny how we got it like that.
Yeah.
Dirty. All right.
So, for real, one thing that I found talking to one of these curators, you know what I'm saying? they actually know of, like, a grower who was showing me, like, all kinds of, like, strains that mm-hmm. they're pumping out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That we're probably going to be able to meet up with and actually incorporate them into an episode or two, so that's definitely gonna be something dope. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
So go ahead, spark that shit up.
I am. This guy rushing me. And this is the Big Dirty that I'm sparking up right now.
Yeah.
So all right, and okay.
So this is the area in the show where we're gonna need to work out a kink or two. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
so now what we're gonna make sure that we have one rolled up already.
No. This is what it is. If you are listening, this is the time to roll your blunt too. And then if you are rolling your blunt, then you should be right along where the fuck we are. So, goddamn it, we is right on cue.
I can smell that shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's real. I would say the pineapple Fanta hits harder.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, it's a light potent. You get what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
It's not the one that's going to hit your chest, but you're going to feel that shit, and you can taste
this
it.
This one still has the citrus qualities, but
yeah, it tastes real good.
But there's also, like, earth tones in there.
Yeah, it tastes real good. All right.
So, yeah, that shit's smoking, though. All right, so, high thought.
Until I get the other one.
If your life was a movie... Start something simple. If your life was a movie, like, who would perform the soundtrack? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta give me three niggas. Like, what's the soundtrack? Like, I'm just saying, like I've always thought about that. I mean, in my mind, all right, you know me. You know that sometimes when, if I'm in a good mood, I either bust out on a song or I bust out on a dance. You know what I'm saying? I do one of the two just randomly. You know I do it just randomly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the funniest shit ever. Because you never expect, and it's like, what the fuck this nigga doing? Or what the fuck this nigga singing? Like, all right.
So in my mind, I be thinking sometimes like a theme song. You know what I'm saying?
I already got my theme.
I'm walking down the street or something like that, or like when I walk into a certain room or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
yeah. So name three people. If you, who
my three
is still on the soundtrack.
First is of course Future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Second is of course Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And my third is NBA YoungBoy.
Okay.
That's because sometimes I be in that mood, like,
okay,
you feel me? Like, you know, you be on that shit.
Uh huh.
But that's the soundtrack to my life right now.
Okay.
Right now, I'm gonna say right now.
I think the soundtrack to my life is definitely Drake.
Uh huh.
Then there's definitely 50.
Uh huh.
And then it's like, oh,
you about to go R&B.
I got you. But it's like, it's not New Weekend. It's like old Toxic Weekend.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wanna hold you close.
No, it's like I'm talking Often Weekend. I'm talking Often. And we often. I'm talking that weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I knew he was gonna go.
You knew I was going to R&B. You knew I was. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. I came in with Drake, bro, the heavy hitter. Then I got real gangster with 50 Cent. So you knew that since I went for the straight gangster with 50 Cent, that it opened me up to soften out the playlist a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
See, I went harder at the end, and this nigga went softer. Nah, that's funny as shit. He said, and for the third, once he set it up like that, I knew it was it. All right.
So, another high thought. Now, this is a safe space, Trey. All right. So, if you have to tap out, you know what I'm saying? You can tap out. I won't tell anybody, except for everybody will know, because I'll move on to another one, okay? You know what I'm saying? All right. Does everybody hear the rules? All right. So, I'm not going to ask you if you did, because I know that you did. We all did. My question is, what did you try from a porno that you watched?
And
it did not go right. It just didn't go as planned.
I see that. I don't have too many that didn't go right.
Okay.
But the shit that I tried for the I definitely did the dipping. You feel me? You know, when she got the arch and you standing up over it and you dip it in. You feel me? I definitely tried that. Not from a porno, but I definitely tried the Melvin. You know the Melvin.
Yeah.
You know it, where you hop across the room. And
I fucked up on the Melvin one time.
Don't tell me you tried both of y'all. Both of y'all fell out there. He thought he had it.
Hey, son. And I knew I had no business doing it, right? I knew I did it. I knew it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even I didn't even want to, for real. But it was in that situation, in the moment where it's like, you know how they say, like, when your adrenaline pumping, like, people could, like, flip a car or, like, something like that?
Right.
So it's like, in the moment,
it was
there. It was happening.
No.
But then she was so excited that it happened that she forgot how much power she was bringing. You know what I'm saying? And then things just went awry.
Oh, my God. See, I know I'm a skinny nigga. And I know I can't try that shit with every bitch.
Yeah.
So I waited till I got the perfect size joint until I know I was good.
I successfully pulled that off, you know what I'm saying? I was going to say, I successfully done busted it. Shit's going to get crazy. All right, next one.
Right.
All right, so look. What if all the humans in the world just mysteriously disappeared all at one time, right?
Okay.
What would be the longest thing that would just run by itself? Eventually, everything would just fade to black.
Like, what you
but
mean?
What would last the longest by itself? Without
like an item?
Yeah, like what?
Damn, out of all the things in the world, what would last the longest in the world? Like, be the last thing standing in the world.
Uh-huh.
Without
humans having to take care of any part of it.
Can I say the dirt?
I'm thinking more like, what I came up with was Vegas, the casinos.
How?
Because
you always watch the motherfucking end of the world movies, and that's where everybody always
but
go.
But think about it. Think about it. The electricity is just going to keep running and running and running.
How? If nobody's there.
If everyone just disappeared, they didn't have time to turn the electricity off before they disappeared.
But the electricity going to run out eventually.
Does it, though, in Vegas?
I knew it was going to hit one.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Does it run out in Vegas? Is it set up like that?
Yeah, because the power source comes from somewhere.
Right.
And the power source has to run some type
of the power source, what if it's from wind, if it's from water, if it's from whatever it's from, wouldn't that power source continue to do what it's doing?
No, because nowadays power sources don't come from wind or water. We have some whole other shit going.
But whatever that whole other shit is there a person that has to press a button to make it go, or does that shit just go?
But you have to think, too.
Think about it. They have to cut your power off.
Even if so, the light bulbs will eventually evaporate. The buildings will eventually evaporate. Then the seats and all the shits in the casinos will eventually evaporate.
That's what I'm saying. All right. A nigga get his lights cut off, right? Boom. Now, let's say they never cut his lights off, and he don't pay the bill. But let's say
some shit.
Of course. But what I'm saying is, think about it like this: imagine you don't pay your bill, and they just don't cut your lights off, and your lights stay on. It's up to them whether they cut your lights on or off, up to how much your bill that you pay is. Right? You follow me?
Okay.
So, what I'm saying is, if the person who Vegas pays their light bill to, so to speak, ain't there too because they disappear too and they ain't cut the lights off, wouldn't Vegas just stay lit up until, I don't know.
But the materials will eventually evaporate. Then Vegas would be no more. It would be desert land. So you would have to think what material would last the longest in this world.
What material?
You feel me? Because everything is built out of a material, some type of material.
Yeah.
Wood, steel, copper, something of the sort.
You know what I mean?
Wool, whatever. So we know all cloth and all that shit, that's going to go first. You feel me? We know wood and all that.
Well, so think about it. The animals are going to start to overrun a bunch of different places, right? So if the animals start to overrun places, because you know the animals are going to break out of the zoos and everything like that. And somebody,
Well, yeah,
this is what I think.
Or do they die if nobody's feeding them?
Well,
they want to eat each other first?
I'm of the belief that the reason why the animals don't always...
You think they're going to wake up one day like, oh, them niggas gone. Are we free? Let's get the fuck out of here.
Not like that. But what I'm saying is, think about it like this, Trey. Think about it like this. These animals are used to being fed on a cycle, on a schedule, taken care of, all these things like that, right? So they don't have the motivation to try to escape because there no survival instincts have had to ever kick in, right?
Right.
But what I'm thinking is that these animals aren't as caged in as we think they are. I believe that they could escape if they were motivated to do so. I think if people
if they've been born in this habitat and been raised in this habitat, then they don't know nothing else. They don't.
A silverback gorilla is still as strong as a silverback gorilla.
Yeah, but he don't know that he's an actual silverback gorilla
until he realizes he's not being fed and he needs to find some food. He's going to get out of that enclosure. I'm saying that he has no motivation to try to get out of that enclosure.
Them niggas gonna lay down and die.
I don't know.
I think the longest lasting shit would be pennies.
Yeah.
Copper. Copper lies, nigga.
Yeah, but see, you picking all these little objects.
Yeah,
like,
but
like,
you said like, yeah. What item? You said item.
Okay.
You said item. All right. If everything evaporates in the world until nothing is left, I think pennies would be just laying around somewhere.
Probably. All right.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
I guess I won that one.
So for munchies, we're just going to give you guys some quick recipes that you can do And some of these are like all-purpose, like material recipes. That way you can use them in any of your favorite recipes at home. So like you can basically pick a regular recipe and replace butter, milk, oil, or flour with an infused version of it. Or you can simply just sprinkle in some decarbed weed and make some stuff. I recently made some burgers that way, and they definitely got me fried. So for some quick can of butter, this is a long version of it, but it's a more sure-proof version. You're less likely to burn the weed than by doing it the quick way. So with this, you want to melt butter in a saucepan, and you want to add some water, and then you add your ground decarbed weed. If you want to learn how to decarb weed, just go look back earlier in season one. You listen to that lesson there, and you just let that shit simmer for like 2 to 3 hours, and then you strain it with some cheesecloth, and then you have some surefire fully infused butter. You know what I'm saying? And you won't fuck this up, because the butter and the THC and everything will float on top of the water, and it'll keep it from burning. Now, weed bacon. You can literally just take some decarbed weed, sprinkle it on some bacon, and bake it in the oven. And then bake it for about 10 minutes, flip it over, sprinkle some more decarbed weed on it, bake that shit until it's done to your likeness. And then when you eat that bacon, you're going to get high. Just pretty simple. You can make some canna oil. You can combine about an ounce, let's say, of ground up decarb bud to 2 cups of coconut oil, vegetable oil, or whatever kind of oil you want, and just heat it up and let it sit for 6 hours without boiling. So this is also a simmer job. Then you strain the oil from the ground up bud, and then you can use this to put in anything. You can even make salad dressing with it. You know, an oil vinaigrette to put on your regular salad that's going to get you high. You know what I'm saying? And then, just like I said, you can take these, the cheesecloths, when you're done, that has the strained out bud in there. You can also use the sugar leaves from your trimmings and put them and use those as like a tea bag. And you can actually steep that in boiling water and make, you know, a can of tea. You know what I'm saying? And anybody who's ever had bulletproof tea before, bulletproof coffee, knows that you can actually just put some can of butter directly in regular hot coffee or hot tea, stir it up, and get an infused way to wake up. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the best part of waking up. Fuck Folgers. I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want some THC in my cup.
Best
you know?
Part of waking up. Some weed in your blood. Did I just make a new slogan?
Maybe. Maybe.
I got to change the melody.
So, we do have probably like twice the amount of recipes that are coming for season two. And the interesting thing that's going to be this perfect is that so it kind of runs every Friday. All right, so we changed the time. We're dropping episodes Friday mornings at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? But almost every Friday throughout the season runs through some type of a holiday or around like a holiday corner. So there were recipes that we were able to put together that you guys will be to use during your holiday time. So like I got some like Christmas dope ass like infused edible recipes. I got some Thanksgiving shit, you know what I'm saying? We got some Halloween shit. We got some good shit, you know what I'm saying, for you to do for Valentine's Day. We got all the Super Bowl party shit, you know what I'm saying? Like we got it set up, and we're gonna try to give more than one recipe per episode. Sometimes we probably won't read both recipes, but we're definitely gonna make sure that we have the full recipe in the show notes and on our official website, kjandchill.com, where you can get all kinds of other exclusive shit. So we gonna roll up and catch a vibe, and then we gonna come back and we gonna put some fives on some shit.
I got five.
This shit is, we gonna play some more Drake. Future. This is gonna be Desires. That's Drake, sure. And Future with that Desires on Higher Learning.
I got vibes.
Oh yeah.
Who got vibes?
Who got vibes?
Who got vibes? Where's your five?
Where's your five?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where's your five?
Who putting up on the sack?
I got five.
Five,
I got five.
We got a blunt.
All right. Man, that shit's smoking too.
Yes, sir.
That's that pineapple Fanta?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sheesh. All right. Top five most underrated NBA players of all time.
Ooh, all time. Underrated?
Underrated. In your opinion.
In any order?
Yeah, any order.
Okay, underrated.
Mm-hmm.
One, LeBron.
That is
that don't count? No, that don't count.
How is he considered underrated?
Because niggas don't think he's the GOAT.
No.
And he's the GOAT.
No, you can't. Oh my God. You cannot.
There's so many LeBron haters out here. Yo, that's what I'm saying.
No, you can't put him. All right.
Allen Iverson. No. He's
not underrated.
Oh my. Right. You talking about a real under? All right, you go first. Fuck it.
All right. Dennis Rodman.
See, I didn't want to put him in there. I knew he was going to put him in there.
Scottie Pippen.
No, he's not underrated.
He is.
He got his just due.
He didn't.
He's not a Batman. He's got got his Robin just
due. That's one that I'll let you argue on my list. Next one is Rick Fox.
No, you with the hand gestures from fucking the game. Jesus,
I've been binge watching the game, man. But think about it, yo. Is he not one of the most underrated guys? Right.
If you gotta say Rick Fox, then you gotta say Robert Horry.
Okay.
Robert Horry has won championships.
But Robert Horry was big in the clutch, but he wasn't big consistently like Rick Fox was. Rick Fox consistently...
Was he?
Yeah. He was consistently a points, rebounds, and assist guy. Okay, it's just that he was next to Kobe and Shaq.
All right. Okay. I think I got my list.
One of them, he is getting ready to be in the bubble right now, and that is Jamal Crawford.
Okay.
Oldest player to ever drop 50 points. Mm-hmm. Career 39% from three-point range. Trey getting ready to hate on me because I got notes over here on my screen. And he going roll from the cuff.
No. I'm slowly coming up with my list. I got a couple in my head. That's okay. All right. I see where you're going.
And if you're going to put LeBron and Allen Iverson.
I ain't going to put them.
Okay. Then my fifth most underrated player of all time would have to be, Chris Webber.
That's a good one.
Chris Webber.
That's a good one. Because Chris is my man. I fuck with Chris.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I get the gist. Okay. I will have to say, the match of Chris Webber, I'm going to go Rasheed Wallace.
Okay.
Rasheed is my man. Okay. Because he affected the game as a with the mentality, like a KG, like a Chris Webber, you feel me? In that era of the game, he was the tough, you feel me? Like
right.
If you knew he was on your team, you knew he had your back. You feel me? So that made you go harder type shit.
And some would say that Rasheed Wallace was the early prototype of the stretch four.
Right. Because he did go out there and shoot and all that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, he was the beginning of a stretch four and what the game involved.
Right.
You feel me? So Rasheed Wallace... Then I'm going to go my man, number five, New Jersey Nets, Jason Kidd.
Is Jason Kidd underrated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because he didn't get his just due until he won the championship with the Mavericks, and then he retired. You feel me? But before then, everybody used to say Steve Nash was better than Jason Kidd.
I mean, Steve Nash had...
Fuck no.
He had some years where
his MVPs is bullshit. One year Shaq should have won, another year Kobe should have won. Look at the stats. Look it up. You got it right in front of you. So you don't want to look that shit.
Steve Nash conspiracy? That's some,
yes.
It's a Canadian conspiracy?
Then they vetoed the trade. Chris Paul to go to the Lakers.
Now that was
then made the trade for Steve Nash to go to the Lakers, which was some bullshit. This is a conspiracy. You feel me? Anyway, my man Jason Kidd, give him his just due.
Okay.
He took the Nets to the finals, even though we got swept, and I was very disappointed that year. He took the Nets to the finals with nothing. We had a rookie or a second year Richard Jefferson, I think. I think we had Kerry Kittles. Keith Van Horn, I don't even know, you feel me? But these names, yeah, we went there. Then, for my third most underrated, I'm going to go with my man, number 15 from the New Jersey Nets, motherfucking Vince Carter.
Okay.
You feel me? Okay. Because
okay,
when he came to the Nets, even though we didn't make it to the finals, you feel me? He brought the cameras to New Jersey.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for a second, we was lit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was on ESPN every night. The dunks, the threes, buzzer beaters. Vince Carter had it lit. Then, you feel me? He was already lit from Toronto. You get what I'm saying? And you talk about age with Jamal Crawford. I match it with Vince Carter. He might have not been the oldest to score 50.
Right.
But damn, I mean, he the oldest. He played in four motherfucking eras. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Four eras.
Yeah.
The 90s, and was able the early to actually the 2000s,
still hoop out there. Yeah.
And still hoop and still played and contribute. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Vince Carter. And for my fifth, I'm going to go with the fucking logo, Jerry West.
He's the logo. How is he underrated?
Because when it comes to the top point guard conversation,
he's not in it.
Never.
He should be.
Why? He's the logo.
Well,
he took the Lakers to how many finals? And they only lost to who? Boston. Come on, man. Jerry West was great. And he and after his basketball career, he was the president of
all
right. The NBA at the point. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just hating because I don't want him to be the logo no more.
You know, I've been saying that.
I want it to be Kobe.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Right? At this point.
Yeah.
If we about change, they owe you money. You better say it. You better get your claim right now.
Nah. I said people tried to lobby for this already before, and it got shut down.
But what Kobe logo? Why? How it get shut down?
I mean, because the NBA is not changing the logo anytime soon.
I mean, but now we're in a different time.
Oh, what?
Now, the Washington Redskins just did a logo change.
So, look, speaking of that, you know what's funny as shit?
Oh, master of segues.
This nigga in Virginia went in for the past 6 years, he's been copywriting a bunch of different potential names that the Redskins could change their name to, just in case one day they had to change their name to something.
Oh, get the fuck
and he
out
just
of here.
Registered another fresh six of them in the past month alone. And a lot of the names that all the fans are floating around on the internet
he owns the rights to.
And Dan Snyder will have to pay him the money for the rights because he owns the copyrights and the trademarks to all these names.
You know I heard one of the leading titles was the Washington Warriors. You own that one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He about to get paid.
Right.
I need a bill. I need a bill. This is my team. And some percentage.
So speaking of that, my first trophies. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So trophies is a new segment. Before we get out of here at the end of the episode, we're gonna give out trophies. It's something we stumbled upon in season one during the episode where we was playing Drake music. And we was playing trophies, and Trey had saved me like twice that day, you know what I'm saying? And I happened to give him a trophy, and then niggas started giving niggas awards for shit that they don't got no award for, like he say in the song. So my first trophy is going out to the nigga who copyrighted all the Washington Redskins names, yo.
That's
like
offending.
Like they don't make no awards for that, yo. And he deserves to be recognized, yo. So that's shout outs to him, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We got one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You got a trophy?
Yeah, I got three.
Okay.
Shout out to my motherfucking baby mother. God damn it. Okay. They holding my kids down in this motherfucking COVID. I love my baby mothers for who they are. I love them for taking care of my kids. And I'm going to take the higher route. Yeah, give me three of those.
We got one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
All
right. Because they don't make no award for that.
They don't make no award for that.
Nah, don't be expecting no award. I don't got no real award for you. Because they're going to hear this shit and they're going to be like, listen, you say you had an award. I need. Nah. Did. I'll send it to my kids.
All right, well, so we gonna get out of here, and I'm not sure if we're gonna drop anything else until season two, or maybe we might hit you with another bonus. But either way, you can go back and listen to the full season one of Higher Learning, 7:49 p.m. in West Hollywood. You can go to the official podcast website just for Higher Learning, which is a420podcast.com. Or you can just go to our main website, which is KJ. If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Higher Learning.